memorable occasion, the celebration of the Golden Jubilee of the Ceylon Muslim Scholarship Fund as its chairman of the Committee of Management. It is an honor to hold this post in this historic 50th year, and it is also of interest that my father was the first chairman of the Committee of Management after initiating and founding the CMSF in 1945. The CMSF was inaugurated when Muslim education was at a low ebb, despite the impetus given at the turn of this century by leaders such as Siddi Lebbe, Vapi Chimarikar, ILM Abdul Aziz and others, encouraged by the Egyptian exile, Arabi Pasha. Education was not given much importance by the Muslim community for various reasons, and they were far behind the other communities. It was observed that there were many bright students who had to abandon higher education due to financial difficulties. The CMSF was founded at a very opportune time to assist such students through financial means, and the CMSF has aided many students to qualify as civil servants, academics, professionals, administrative officers, teachers and others. The CMSF had the support of practically all leading Muslims and philanthropists at the time. The fact that the CMSF was one of the earliest charitable organizations to be incorporated and recognized for tax reliefs clearly showed that eminent Muslims are behind the movement. I do not want to delve into the history of the fund, but I would like to focus your attention on the far-sighted vision of the founders and their thinking in formulating the rules and regulations for the CMSF to continue ad infinitum. Many similar organizations give assistance to needy students as an outright grant. The founders of the CMSF devised an ingenious method for the CMSF to continue without encountering any difficulties to increase the funds year after year. The students are given interest-free loans which they must pay back when they are in a position to do so after completing their studies and obtaining employment. They are not accepting charity. They are morally obliged to repay in order to benefit others like themselves. It gives them a sense of dignity. This is in the best tradition of Islam with its sense of brotherhood. The founders envisage that with repayments made by the scholars and possibly with the annual donations by way of gratitude, the CMSF will be a revolving fund. Thus, the charity of the donor lasts forever as his donation is recycled over and over again through the CMSF. This scheme did not materialize fully and has been supplemented by many other beneficiaries. Another novel feature introduced by the founders was the composition of the Board of Trustees. The various districts of the island were represented by the trustees of that district who were required to go in search of needy students of more than average ability. Once assistance was granted, the trustees had to monitor the progress of the students and also ensure that repayments are forthcoming later. This scheme had a drawback in that the trustees were appointed for life. If the trustees live long, we have found that their active participation is inversely proportional to their increase in age. This is a fact of life. This problem, coupled with the increase in population manifold and the demarcation of the districts as a result, caused difficulties for the trustees to carry out their responsibilities. Therefore, we are in the process of revising the rules and regulations of the main act of incorporation to suit future needs. From the very beginning, the CMSF ran into liquidity problems. It is not the type of liquidity problem faced by commercial organizations. It is just that there were inadequate funds to give the large influx of needy students. Despite the tremendous improvement in the financial position of the CMSF, the so-called liquidity problem exists as the need for financial assistance is ever increasing and never ending. Apart from general donations, large contributions could be made to an endowment fund, and I would briefly familiarize you with the endowment fund scheme of the CMSF. At the inception of the CMSF, many philanthropists founded scholarships in memory of their loved ones for a contribution of rupees 5,000. The intention was to invest these monies appropriately so as to derive an income to cover the assistance to scholars without eating into the capital. This was also fine financial thinking of the founders for the perpetuity of the CMSF. However, the need for assistance by students was so demanding that the capital was frittered away. In the 1960s and 1970s, due to lack of financial support, possibly aggravated by the economic and social situation in the country, the Board of Trustees and the Committee of Management continued to function under great difficulties. The award of scholarships were restricted to undergraduates, and that too to professional courses, based on the thinking that professionals will serve a more useful purpose to the Muslim community. The early 1980s saw a turning point in the history of the CMSF. A new endowment fund scheme was introduced in 1984 with professional management, I mean financial management. You would observe that the present committee comprises of many accountants. This endowment scheme attracts a more affluent in the community. The minimum donation is Rs. 50,000 and the donor would name the endowment scholarships in memory of loved ones. The endowment funds will remain intact and grow in perpetuity as each year a share of the CMSF's investment income attributable to each endowment fund will be used to educate one or more poor students. This scheme is quite popular and has become the mainstay of the CMSF. At present, the CMSF is administering 60 endowment funds. It's increased today on behalf of the donors with a capital contribution of over Rs. 4 million. Unlike in the past, there are many organizations granting assistance to students. We have observed that needy undergraduates receive either a Mahapola scholarship or a bursary. In addition, some obtain assistance from not one, but many organizations, thereby receiving far in excess of their requirements, which they do not divulge. We think that this should be prevented, as there is a tendency to waste money and shut out deserving students. When such instances are detected, assistance has been stopped. The students should be made to realize the difficulties of obtaining financial help and appreciate the services rendered by the CMSF and other organizations. I would like to suggest that there must be coordination of all such organizations in this field to avoid duplication. In recent years, the CMSF has undertaken to manage the scholarships of few organizations, and it is our intention to do so for others. For example, we manage the Al-Ajil Scholarship Fund. Much water has flowed under the bridge since the CMSF was inaugurated 50 years ago. There have been many far-reaching changes in the education policies of the government, the increase in the number of universities resulting in the increase of undergraduates, and the very thorny problem of refugee students due to their being displaced from their homes. The number of students seeking financial assistance has increased phenomenally. The cost of education has escalated, and the refugee problem has aggravated the situation. Therefore, the CMSF cannot continue to assist only undergraduates. Assistance must be broad-based to include those capable and deserving students who have been unsuccessful in entering the universities. There are many other courses available, but very costly, and without financial backing, only few will be able to follow these courses. Very recently, the CMSF has supplemented the expenses of a bright student following a course in computer engineering at Aberdeen University in the UK. The CMSF is now prepared to assist those other than undergraduates. Another area of assistance that the CMSF is considering is to finance students to follow higher education in Islamic studies and the Arabic language in universities abroad. The community needs people with such training who will be an asset in the teaching of Islam in schools and universities. This was done at the inception when the CMSF sent 4 scholars to Al-Azhar University in Cairo. Today, the Muslim community faced with the problem of Muslim refugees from the north and east who for over 5 years have been living in refugee camps. The youth among them need assistance to continue studies at all levels, and the CMSF cannot leave this field of assistance to other welfare organizations. The Sri Lanka Muslim Refugee Assistance in UK has channeled the educational funds to the CMSF, and we hope that the new Southeastern University in the Eastern Southeastern University set up recently in the Eastern Province on the initiative of Honorable Minister. Finally, I would like to stress that the Muslims are no longer backward. Muslims are now holding top academic posts in the universities and top government posts as a whole must suffer. Assalam.